We warmly welcome Jerry as our speaker for this Monday Night Crew Miracles meeting on Monday, September the 7th, 2026. When you speak, it is considered implied consent to have your voice and your share recorded and posted on the oafootsteps.com as a podcast. To preserve your anonymity, please use only your first name or an alias when you share. The opinions expressed here today are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. Okay, you can take it away, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Jerry, and I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. Grateful to know that it's a disease, not a moral issue. What got me to OA was the Navy. The first time I had to lose weight for the Navy was 40 pounds. The second time, 2 years later, was 55 pounds. And the third time, 2 years later, I had to lose 67 pounds. And that's when the Navy sent me to treatment for chronic obesity. And that's where I learned it was a disease. My early recovery was truly like a honeymoon because it was probably the first time in my life that I only ate three meals a day. Before OA, if I was awake, that was a reason enough for me to eat. So what I did, there was a group of us who used to, guys who used to hang out together. And I asked this one guy if he would sponsor me. And he said, oh, no, you don't want me. You want my sponsor. So he told me who his sponsor was. And his name was Terry. And he was at the maintainers meeting. So I asked him after the meeting if he'd sponsor me. And he said, are you willing to go to any lengths? And in my mind, I said no, but what came out of my mouth was yes. And then he said, you'll have reading and writing assignments each day. You will need to call your food in each day. And you will need to make at least three OA phone calls a day. And then I said to myself, I got to find a way to get out of this. That's what went on in my mind. And so I said to him, you know, I got to get up pretty early and go to work. And he said, that's fine. Call me at 6:30 a.m. No, not 6:30, 5:30 a.m. Because 6:30, I had to be on my way to the ship. So we got started and just so very, very grateful for him because he asked me about God, and I said, God didn't do anything for me. And I'm really angry with God. And he said, not to worry, I'll give you a God you can do business with. I said, oh, yeah, what God is that? He said, good order and discipline. And I thought, crap, I'm a military guy. Maybe I could do that. But when we got through the third step, that's when I rediscovered that God that was always there for me. The reason I was angry with God is my father died when I was 13 and my mom died when I was 19. And so I just said to myself, God's out to get me. And what I learned after I got to the third step is that everybody on earth that's human has an expiration date. And I just needed to remember that I needed to be grateful for the time my parents did get to spend with me and help me to learn and be a loving human being. And then part of the third step was had to memorize the third step prayer. And I called him up and I started reading it to him over the phone. And he said, I need to stop you right there, Jerry. And I said, why? And he said, you can't BS a BSer. Memorize the prayer and call me back. So I did. And then when we got to the sixth step, I said to him, I called him up and said, I didn't do my assignment. And he said, why? And I said, because I'm not willing. And he said, screw the willingness. Get the assignment done and call me back. So when we got through the fourth step, when I got through the fourth step, it took me a while to feel comfortable enough with him that I could trust him to tell him all my secrets. So when I did give him my fourth step, it was in Balboa Park on a Saturday morning. And when it was over, he stood up, I stood up, he gave me a big hug. My first thought, not the most macho thing I could be doing. But my second thought was, I just told him all my garbage and he loved me anyway. And then he said, now you can start on 6 and 7. And I said, you mean I don't get the weekend off? And he said, does your disease take the weekend off? So I knew I would be working on 6 and 7. And then I didn't know it at the time, but I found out later that he was the chair of the intergroup. And so he said to me one day, hey, Jerry, you know that men's meeting you go to? I said, yes. He said, do they have intergroup rep? I said, no. And he said, well, they do now. So at intergroup, they talked about region 2. And I said, region 2, what's that? And they said, oh, it just means you get to be on the service board and intergroup. So you get to come twice a month. Well, at the time, they didn't mention the three assemblies a year. And then at that time in San Diego, we had over 130 in-person meetings. So we rated 13 World Service delegates. And he said to me, hey, Jerry, how'd you like to go to World Service? Well, I knew it wasn't really a question, so I said, oh, I'd love to go. And so we went to World Service together. We took the train from San Diego up to L.A., and that's where World Service was held in those days. And I had an opportunity to meet Roseanne, and I was just so impressed because she was just a little quiet lady. Well, towards the end of the conference, she addressed the fellowship, and she said her vision of OA was only for compulsive overeaters. And so the conference spent the next 6 hours discussing tradition 3. And they came up with, you're a member if you say you're a member. But the following year, we went to World Service again, and Roseanne came back and she addressed the fellowship again. And she said, I just need you to know that my vision of OA was limited. God's vision of OA is unlimited. Therefore, it's for anybody who has an eating disorder. And, you know, this little lady about 4'11" tall looked like an 18-foot giant. But the other thing it did for me is it showed me that if I make a mistake, I can correct it. Okay? And, you know, just so very grateful that, you know, OA saved my naval career. The other thing OA did for me that was really important is it really helped me to have a loving relationship with my daughter. When my daughter was 13, she said, she came downstairs. Her mom was at work. She said, "Dad, I'm bleeding." And I said, "Just a minute." I called my sister and said, "You need to talk to my daughter." And she just explained to her that she was becoming a woman. And then the following week, when I went to a meeting, I shared about what happened, and my daughter's 13 now, and so I can't have anything to do with her. Before I even got out the door, this lady grabbed me by the arm and she poked me in the chest and said, "You need to be there for your daughter. She needs you in your life." And so that gave me permission to be in my daughter's life. And we had a very loving relationship. And when she was 17, she came home from school and she said to me, "Hey, Dad, this guy wants me to sleep with him. What do you think I ought to do?" And what I learned is, my first thought, I just need to keep to myself, because my first thought was, "Tell me who he is and I'll go wipe him out." But then I said, "Okay." I said to her, "Well, you're grown now and you can make your own decisions, okay? And so I trust you'll make the right one for you." A week later, when she came home from school, she said, "Dad, I told him I didn't want to sleep with him." And he said, "That's fine. I don't want to have anything to do with you." And she said, "That was probably the best thing that ever happened to me." Anyway, the thing about OA is that it helped me not be so angry about everything, okay? And, you know, after treatment, when I went back to the ship, a new guy had came on board, and he said to me after about 2 weeks, "I don't understand, Chief. Everybody on this division seems to be afraid of you, but you seem to be a nice guy like me, to me." And I said to myself, chuckling, "He didn't know me before, because before treatment, the way I handled things is I was just angry all the time and always on them to do outstanding work, okay? And there was this kid, he was 22 years old, okay? And his responsibility was to clean the Admiral's passageway. Well, he missed a spot over in the corner, right? And the division officer said, "It looks like someone missed that spot over there. You need to get it taken care of." So I called him back up to the passageway there. And I said to him, "This looks like crap. You need to do a better job. You need to get this place clean." Rather than just saying to him, "There's a little spot right there," right? And I was so harsh with him that he actually cried. And so when he started to cry, what I did was, as I just said, "Just get it cleaned," and I left. But that's the way I treated people before OA. OA taught me that everybody is a loving child of God, and they deserve to be treated that way. And that it's really important for me to always remember that I'm so very grateful for OA for that reason. And the other thing I wanted to say for sure is that I really know that there is a God. That's what my sponsor taught me. And he don't spell his name J-E-R-R-Y. And the whole world is happy about that. And, you know, the things I learned in OA, how to be a loving, kind human being and to treat other people as loving children of God instead of just being mean and angry and ornery all the time. So just so very, very grateful And I was going to real quickly show you a few pictures. So give me just a second here. This is me now. Okay. This is me in 1981 when the Navy sent me to treatment for alcoholism. This is me at 267 pounds. This is me when I used to run 10Ks to beat my body into shape. And my sponsor said to me, "I'm willing to bet, Jerry, never once did your body say, stuff me till you can't move." And then my sponsor had me write on all my literature, "Jerry is a loving child of God." And then he also taught me that I am enough, I have enough, I do enough. And then this for today is from January 19th, which is OA's birthday. And it really helped me to learn to love myself. "For today, I'll let no one, including myself, try to shame me into changing something about myself I wish were different. I pray to be relieved of the shame, guilt, and self-hate, and to accept and like myself exactly as I am. And that's where I can begin to change." And this is me after my relapse. My sponsor moved away and I had to find a new sponsor. So I was on and off for a couple of years. And then on October 16th, 2001, right after 9/11, I got a new sponsor and started working the steps. But I went back up to 244 pounds. And I've been abstinent since then, thanks to OA. And this is me when I was supposedly God's gift to the world. This is me when I was 13 and I was a baker, okay? My older brothers were all athletes. I was the baker. And this is me shortly before I went to treatment with our daughter. And this is me when I was a junior in school, thinking that I ran the world. And then for me, it was really important to remember that OA taught me that I'm alive, loving, involved, vulnerable, energetic. And I thank God and OA and AA for today. I know Jerry is a loving child of God. And that's just another one of the just today sayings, okay? And what I know for sure is that God's not finished with me, okay? He has work for me to do. And part of that work is to still carry the message that it's a disease, not a moral issue. And that it's about, for me, learning to live life between my meals. So between breakfast and lunch, I get to live life. And between lunch and dinner, I get to live life. And I don't have anything after my dinner meal. And if I do have a snack, it'll be between breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner. And then it needs to be planned. I'm just so very grateful that OA has helped me be a kind, loving, gentle human being. And I'm just grateful and thankful for that. And I'll close with what I learned from someone else in program. I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm Jerry, and I'm a grateful, compulsive overeater. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much for a wonderful share, Jerry. Let's give our speaker, Jerry, a big round of applause for a wonderful share. Now is the time to ask our speaker questions. As we are still recording, we ask that you put your questions in the chat and I will read them aloud. You're welcome to message them to me directly or to the group. We ask that you do not come off mute to ask your question or to thank the speaker verbally in this section, as we don't have permission to record other attendees. We will allow for up to 15 minutes for questions for our speaker, after which time we will have sharing until 15 minutes after the hour, then in our parking lot. Okay, so the first question I have for you is, how do you practice conscious contact with your higher power?
I learned very early in recovery, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I do my gratitude list. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for helping me to be abstinent. Thank you, God, for my family. And thank you, God, for the beautiful life I have today. So I always start off with gratitude, and that's how I connect with God when I wake up in the morning. And I found that that helps me throughout the day to not judge myself or others.
Thank you. And then how do you do a 10th step?
How do I do a 10th step? Well, my sponsor helped me with that a lot, in that, once again, it's about remembering that I'm responsible for my actions and nobody else's. And I need to remember, if I cause harm, I need to take time, write it down. Sometimes I will review it with my sponsor. And then if I need to, I will make that amends. What I know today is that it's much easier for me to remember to treat everybody as a loving child of God. And then that way I don't get into situations where I need to make amends. Occasionally, though, I will have situations with my missus. And we've been married for 51 years, together for 53. And occasionally she'll scrape my skin. And when I can do the two P's, pause and pray, I don't need to make the amends. But if I don't pause and pray, then I get an opportunity to make an amends. And basically it's just to really assure her that I'm not going to act that way anymore, and just thank her for being who she is.
How do you know when you are spiritually fit?
Well, it's, for me today, it's pretty simple, because if I'm feeling good about myself, I know that I'm loving me, and so I'm not going to be upset about things that are outside of me and things I don't have any control over. I just need to remind myself that God's not finished with me yet, and I need to be that loving child of God that God created, and then I just need to face what comes up.
How long did it take you to come to food neutrality?
Well, let's see. There are certain foods I still don't eat. And I don't know so much for myself if there's food neutrality. But what I know is that there are foods I don't eat, okay? And, you know, like, when I started my abstinence over, I became a vegetarian, or they'd say pescatarian, because I still eat fish, okay? But it's really important for me to always remember that I keep my meals pretty simple, and, you know, there's foods I don't eat. And so for me, I know what works for me, and that's what I stick with.
Have your friends and family supported you in your OA recovery?
I'm chuckling because early in my recovery, my family would say, "Oh, you're going to go be with those OA people." And what I learned was, what I wanted to say to them was, if I wasn't with those OA people, I couldn't be with you either. But instead, what I just said, "Yes, I'm going to a meeting, okay?" And it took them many years to see that I had become a more loving, kind person. And that was thanks to those OA people.
What character defects has God removed from you?
It's been my experience that God will remove my defects of character. But as soon as I need a little spiritual growth, he gives them back to me, okay? And so what I know is that the main defect that he's removed is jealousy and envy, okay? But once again, when I need a little spiritual growth, he'll give them all back to me, okay? So then I can ask God to remove them again.
The next one is, do you have a meditation practice?
I'm better at doing meditation now. I remember early in my recovery when my sponsor told me I needed to start meditating. I said to him, "The only time I can relax and breathe is when I'm in the shower." And he said, "That's fine. The only way to do meditation wrong is not to do it." So I try to do, 10 to 15 minutes a day. I don't always do it every day, but I know that that really helps me, really helps me to feel God with me. Okay.
Thank you. How do you do a step 11?
The way I do a step 11 is not very formal. But what I try to always remind myself of is that for me, what really helps me is I do the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer, and the 11th step prayer. And that really helps me to quiet my mind and connect with God.
What helped you to get over anger and become kind and compassionate?
Well, a lot of it had to do with my sponsors, okay? And the biggest thing all my sponsors did for me was help me learn not to judge myself and to trust that I needed to treat myself as a loving child of God, and that will allow me to treat others that way. And the thing was, is that early in my recovery, I used to say, "Nobody loves me," but I was married and had two children. It wasn't that nobody loved me. It's just that I didn't love myself so I could accept that love from others. And today, because I love myself, I can accept that love from others.
Thank you. In the OA weight loss program, how do you deal with hunger? What should I do if I get really hungry at night from eating less during the process?
Well, for me, what works is, like I said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, nothing after my dinner meal. And then what I learned from my sponsor very early in my recovery was, if the food's falling off your plate, it's not a meal, it's a banquet. You need to size it down, okay? And that's just really worked for me. And so that's what I do, is I remind myself that it's a meal, not a banquet at my meals. And before OA, they were all banquets.
And then, do you do an 11th step at night and in the morning? And how do you do that?
Well, I try to do one during the day, okay? Like I said, when I wake up in the morning, I do my gratitude list, and that really helps me to connect with God. And then once again, depending on my state of mind, if I feel okay about everything, I'm okay. And if I don't feel okay, that's when I do 3, 7, and 11. And that helps me just get back into sync with God.
How do you do a 10th step?
Okay. Once again, it depends. But for me, I found that depending on the situation, I may have to do a written 10th step. But sometimes I'm just able to do, oh, I was rude to that person. So I need to pause and I need to say to that person, I'm sorry. I was rude. And please forgive me.
When do you expect your sponsees to start sponsoring?
Well, I'll tell you my situation. It took me 9 months to do my fourth step, and then another 9 months before I trusted my sponsor enough to share it with him. And for me, what happened was, at a meeting, this guy asked me to sponsor him. And I said, oh no, let me ask my sponsor. And so I called my sponsor up and I said, this guy wants me to sponsor him. What do you think I ought to do? And my sponsor said, sponsor him. Maybe that'll get you off your fourth step. And so, that's just what worked for me. Okay. And the key is once again, I trust that God's always working, and that in my case, God put somebody in my life to ask me. And that's what got me started.
Thank you. What has surprised you most about your recovery?
Well, what surprised me the most was the gentleness that I learned in program, but the gift of being present and to be kind and loving to myself and my family members. And the other thing was, is that I'm grateful for all my sponsors because they really helped me to always focus on doing the right thing, and they helped me focus on loving myself. My first sponsor used to have me write myself love notes. In the beginning, they were real simple. Dear Jerry, went to a meeting. Love Jerry. And then over time, it got to, Dear Jerry, today I know you're a loving child of God, and you will carry that message to another loving child of God so they can realize they too are a loving child of God. Love Jerry.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
You're welcome.